Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
That's what it demands.
Featuring
Bill Moore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
And that'll make your final 120-97. A fast-paced game, and the Warriors cruised to this one as the Hawks were held to 33% shooting. And they were 12 of 46 from three. And these two teams will reconvene in the ATL in late March.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. And oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Thanks for showing up, Atlanta. Thanks for showing up. And the Warriors handled their business. And really, this wasn't a game from the first quarter on. The Warriors outscored the Hawks in the first quarter. 41-22, their highest scoring quarter of the season, their sixth 40-point quarter of the season. And look, Andrew Wiggins playing well. Draymond Green nearly dropped a triple-double. Stephen Curry, what I call with a quiet 23 points on 10 field goal attempts. Warriors rolled. It all was in the first quarter. One turnover, six made threes. They made 15 field goals. And Shasky, as I say, good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift and all the truck drivers, and hopefully everybody's driving safe. I saw a couple accidents on the way in. I was driving like 50 miles an hour, the slowest I've driven in years. Please drive safe out there on the roadways. Atlanta, thanks for showing up, Shasky. Thanks for showing up, Trey Young. Thanks for showing up, Risha Shea. Thanks for showing up, Jalen Johnson. Jeez Louise, game was over after the first quarter.
God, I have so many bigger NBA thoughts about a game like last night, and it obviously calendar. And then, like, you want the audience to care about your product, and clearly the players don't, right? I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying, like, teams like the Hawks are literally showing you they don't care about the game. And then there's this whole brand conversation as the Warriors unveil another uniform. I mean, what was the amount of money that the NBA just signed for with all of their new trade partners?
Billions.
Yeah, like
billions,
10 or 11 billion?
Billions of
how
billions.
How much money could they truly be making off the fans for these one-off uniforms that they make? Like, how much money? You're making $10 billion. So I thought the uniforms, honestly, are ugly. That's just me. I loved how the court looked. I thought the court was really cool.
What, the Warriors uniforms?
Yeah, I didn't like them at all.
I like them.
I don't like them at all. I don't like the red, white, blue, yellow. We Believe era Warrior uniforms. I get why you're trying to do a homage to them and go back to that. But, like, I just...
those uniforms, I kind of like them with the bridge piping.
You like them. I don't. That's fine. I liked how the court was. I thought that was really cool and unique, how the bridge with the fog and all that. But, like, if I'm just tuning into a random game, and I'm a random, casual NBA fan, I have no idea who's even playing on the floor. Number one, because there's so many uniforms. Number two, it's like, this is the effort level? This is the effort level of what is supposed to be a premium player in the NBA of Trae Young?
Well, I don't think people view him as a premium player anymore. And, you know, when you watch him, and Andrew Wiggins did a fine job on him, keeping him up the paint. 4-12 from the floor. Trae Young, 1-6 from the 3-point line. Look, they won 3-4. They beat Boston. They beat Sacramento up in the state capitol. But they got rolled yesterday, and I think about Trae Young, the leader. Because they have some good talent. This Risha kid, I like him. Zachary Risha, the number one overall pick. I like Jalen Johnson. I like Dyson Daniels. Click Capella, whatever. I'm cool with that. And
I've always liked Capella. I'm kind of with you there. I've always liked him as a role player.
I've liked DeAndre Hunter. I think he's a good two-way player.
And he tries hard.
And he plays hard. Yeah, he's a national champion from Virginia. So there is talent on that roster. But when your leader is Trae Young, like, he turned the ball over the second quarter on one possession. And the Warriors grab it. He doesn't even hustle for the ball, for the loose ball. He doesn't even cross half court to get back on defense. That's your leader. So when you have a leader like that, Trae Young, who went to one, if he invested one postseason and he got to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he's talking about the next season, 8 games in. Yeah, I'm bored with the regular season. It's boring playing the regular. Like, Trae Young, you haven't done anything yet. Nothing. So that moniker, that stigma's kind of just followed him. It's hovering over him with the Atlanta Hawks. And I just think at some point they're going to have to make a decision. Do we build around Trae Young? Or do we move off of Trae Young and start to build off our young assets here with Jalen Johnson, Dyson Daniels, and Zachary Richey? So it was an embarrassing performance by the Atlanta Hawks in the last three quarters. And the Warriors fell into the trap because they got sloppy in the second half.
It got really ugly. And so I think this is my biggest takeaway from yesterday's game. Another win. You got to stack the wins.
Stack wins.
I love the demeanor of Steve Kerr in a lot of these, what I would call blowout games, where they take their foot off the gas, they allow a team back. I'm just thinking about the last 2 years. I don't think we would scoff at a win like this. Seeing him, they would just, we're just happy we won. We won big. We were in total control. Not only are they in total control, and then they kind of take their foot off the gas, the coach is coming out and he's critiquing the wins very harshly. And then you have leaders like Draymond Green coming to the podium and he's like, yeah, me and Steve sat down, and I know we have sound, I'm sure, that associates it, but I'm paraphrasing. We sat down, we were going over all of my turnovers, and then I look at the game where he's got 9 assists and 3 turnovers. I told you, 3-1. That's 2.5 to 3.5 to 1 is like the sweet spot for ball handlers, and I'm seeing that assist to turnover ratio from Draymond Green. I just think that he's doing a really good job of setting this team up. I want to know right now, is there anywhere where I can bet this, that the Warriors coming out of halftime in every game are going to throw a lob on the whatever high pick and roll with Draymond and TJD to start the second half? Yeah. I swear to God, they do it on the first 2 or 3 possessions every single time.
Draymond Green, 3 turnovers yesterday, 9 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. He had 6 turnovers Monday night against the LA Clippers. And he was really ticked off after the Clipper game, saying, man, this is on me. I got to be better. I sucked tonight. And he was talking to Chris DeMarco because he was mic'd up for ABC Sports Bay Area about his turnovers. Man, I got to do better here. Steph had 5 turnovers, but I look at the first half when his game was over. Oh, hi, Lubin. How you doing? In the first half, the Golden State Warriors up big against the Atlanta Hawks. They're up 25 at the half. And I look at the turnovers in the half. Just five. Draymond had 1. Steph had 2. They have 5 as a team. Now, again, it got a little sloppy in the second half.
It did.
Players always say this. I've been hearing it for a long, long time when it comes to the NBA. Worst thing to happen is having a 20-point lead so early. However, on the flip side, you don't want to be down 20. So the Warriors go up 20 right away, 21 in the first quarter. And then they go up 31 in the first half. Yeah, well, it's going to get a little sloppy. It's tough to beat a team by 50 or going. And, you know, your intensity level goes out because you're like, dude, we're up 25 on the Hawks. The Hawks are probably thinking about Chicago right now, flying out of the Bay Area and just getting to Chicago. So they got a little sloppy in the second half. But the first half, they got back to the fundamentals. Free throw shooting, they were 7 of 8. Turnovers, they only turned the ball over 5 times. And they only gave up 1 point off that turnover. The points off turnovers at halftime was 15-1. Their points in the paint was dominant. So they took care of their business in the first half. And Andrew Wiggins and Steph, they were all aggressive. It was just a good win, stack wins, with some things to clean up on the backside.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins has been awesome. We'll get to him in a little bit. But the Steph Curry stuff, he does at times get very careless with the ball. And he makes up for it with some of his threes. Like late, he hit some just sick threes. I mean, some of these double step backs that he's doing now, like that's kind of one of his patented moves, is the hop back twice, and then let me just rip this three-pointer, nothing but net or back iron. But there are some transition situations where I think he gets a little sloppy, a little careless. Draymond got a little careless late. And,
they got sloppy.
You know, but for me, it's the ire of Steve Kerr when they were, I think they were up like 16 or 14. He's like, I'm calling a timeout right now. We're nipping this in the bud. I'm not letting this get any farther. I just think that Steve Kerr's been on it this year. You know, I've critiqued him at times in the past, and I think that when someone does really well, if we're going to crush someone, let's also praise them when it feels like their foot is on the gas pedal. It feels like Steve is having a monster year.
No, we don't praise people when they do good.
But he's been really good.
That's not how society works these days, Shasky. We only rip people when they do bad. We don't give any
credit. But I like his sense of urgency.
I'm kidding.
I know, but I really do appreciate his sense of urgency this year. It feels like he knows he's got a good team, and he's really trying to just kind of like not allow some of the little plays to like seep into long stretches. And like, I had issues with when he called timeouts, lineups, things like that. And I feel like he's just on it this year.
Here's what Steve Kerr liked about last night.
I love the first half. The first half was very aesthetically pleasing. We let our guard down a little bit, especially late third quarter. You know, it just the game got away from us a little bit. But the energy, the sharp play in the first half was really fun to watch. So we just got to keep building on that.
And at 11-3, their next three games against New Orleans, San Antonio, and in Brooklyn, you have three games here where you can look up and say, boy, can you run the table? You go 3-0, and next thing you know, after Monday night, you could be 14-3 on the season because you know what? You have to stack wins because the West is loaded this year. Lakers on a six-game winning streak. Next you look up, you're like, wait a minute, we're playing so well. Lakers are a game behind us. OKC's tied with you by because of the wins, losses, or whatnot, percentage points. The Rockets are 11-5. The Nuggets are 8-5. Next thing you know, you look up and Denver has won a couple games without Nikola Jokic. Minnesota's lurking in the cut. So this West, as Phoenix is rolling so far, they've lost five in a row without Kevin Durant. They've lost five in a row without Kevin Durant. So stack of wins here. Steve Kerr's on it. And to your point about pushing all the right buttons, Kerr has been really, really good. In the first Clipper game, he sat Draymond for basically the last 6-7 minutes, said, I'm going to ride with the lineup that got us back in the game. He's pushing all the right buttons. And now the next button he's going to have to push is finding out who could play alongside Steph and the rest of the starters on the first five. Who's going to fill in for D'Anthony Melton? Because as we're 16 minutes into the show, or 10 minutes into the show, in case you haven't heard, D'Anthony Melton is out for the season with an ACL injury. He sprained his left ACL on Clay Day against the Dallas Mavericks. He did it in the second quarter, ended up playing the entire game, clearly hitting one of the key threes in that game from the top of the key until Steph scored the final 12. But Melton in his last two games is 7-14 from three, shooting 50%. He's a lifetime 37% shooter, and he's a 26-year-old who can't stay on the floor right now, which has really derailed his career. He played 38 games last year for Philadelphia. He had already missed five games with the lower back strain this season. You just feel for the kid because he's a good player. But it's also why some teams was hesitant to sign him this past offseason because they thought, boy, is his back going to hold up? Is something going to happen to him? And I just feel bad for him. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the Warriors because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And this was the ultimate prove-it year next to Stephen Curry, next to Draymond Green. And Melton was a good dude. He was already fitting in with the roster. So to me, this is a massive, massive blow to the Golden State Warriors. And I'm looking at a couple guys to step up here in place of D'Anthony Melton. Lindy Waters III, obviously, is getting the first crack at it. Moses Moody, I think, is another guy that I look to. Is like, can he pick up the scoring of the defense? And then it's Brandon Podziemski, and we'll get to him in just a second. But somebody's going to have to step up here next to Steph and in his first five to replace D'Anthony Melton. Because what a blow this is for the Warriors, Shafsky.
Oh, poor guy. It's just snake bit by the body and being injured. And look, I know that Steve had kind of said something to the effect of, like, now these are a little more routine ACL injuries. But you know, I kind of thought that with Clay, you know, and you just never know. You never know what's going to happen to someone's body, how they're going to react. Could they overcompensate? Like, is the rehab longer than you think? They could come back fine, you know, and I'm praying and hoping for the kid that's the case. Once we heard, like, second opinion, I was like, oh, no, that's
not good.
That's not good. Like, that's probably not good. You're looking for somebody who can say you can play through it or whatever, right? And trying to avoid something. It just sucks. And the part that really stinks is that he's a great little ball handler. He rebounds really well for his size. Defensively, he's excellent. He could shoot the ball. He really was an ideal fit alongside Steph Curry. And it is a major loss. And when you hear the entire team really express how big of a hurt this is and how they had plans for him.
Yep.
And I think that they were going to try to navigate the injury stuff throughout the year. And now that's just off the table. Lindy Waters, it feels like early on, is going to get opportunities. And it doesn't feel like this is the, like when they used to, like, hey, we'll start Zaza and then we'll take him out.
Right.
And we maybe won't go back to him at times. It feels like Lindy's going to get a chance to get a lot of overlapping minutes as the two.
Played 23 minutes and 5 seconds last night, 4-9 from the field, 2-5 from the three-point line. He's long. He's an active defender. Now, Trae Young at times are getting 2 feet of paint against him, but I wonder if Lindy Waters III is still compromised with the hyperextension in his right knee. Lucky that he wasn't out for a long period of time after that block shot against Memphis in the second quarter this past Friday night, but Lindy Waters III is going to get a crack. And I think about this with Lindy Waters III. He doesn't look overwhelmed. The moment doesn't look too big for him. He's out there trying to play and hustle and play hard. And I want him to shoot more. You know, I want him to shoot the three more. He said he got that strap on him, and I do believe that he has that strap on him when it comes to shooting the three ball. So just be a little more aggressive if you're Lindy Waters III, but third straight start for him, and I don't think he looks overwhelmed, and he has good size at that position, and I think Lindy Waters can defend. I really do.
Well, it's a great opportunity for him. You know, you're buried on the depth chart at OKC. You get traded over to the Warriors, and, you know, Steve has been talking about him having the best camp of anyone, right? And so, clearly, Steve Kerr likes him, and that's a great start, because if Steve likes you, you're going to get chances, and then it feels like he fits kind of the flow of the team.
He does.
He's brought the ball up a lot. I know it doesn't really matter who brings the ball, because it's not like there's, like, old school, high school basketball, the 96-foot pressure. But he's been bringing the ball up every now and then. And I've been actually more impressed with his mobility and his passing because I just thought he was a stationary shooter.
No, he can move.
Yeah, you know, he can. And so I just think this is a great chance for him. I think Moody's going to get some looks at times. GP2's obviously still going to get some looks. And I think keeping Buddy and Kuminga off the bench for right now, I think that's the smartest thing they can do because they've got great 1-2 punch scoring off the bench.
I love,
and I don't want to mess that.
No, I mess with that. Yeah, I don't want to mess with it either. Buddy Hield, Jonathan Kuminga, they came in that first quarter right away. It's 14 points. And so this is what we're talking about here. You have your first five, and then you have your reserves. It's not about bench players. It's about who fits, who doesn't. And Kuminga, in that first quarter, even though he was 1-3, he was being ultra-aggressive, scored 6 points. Buddy Hield was 3-3. Now, they didn't end up shooting great from the floor. As Steve Kerr mentioned, and as everybody could see, the game got really sloppy. Buddy Hield finished 4 of 11, and Kuminga 3 of 9, but Kuminga goes 3 of 4 for the free throw line. He's going downhill. He's being aggressive. He's crashing the lane. He's trying to grab rebounds. And last night, 6 rebounds for Jonathan Kuminga. So as we track Kuminga and how aggressive he is, there are 6 rebounds for JK off the bench. So that 1-2 punch, I'm with you. I'm going to keep that the same. I want them dudes coming in, dropping 30 to 40 every single night off that bench.
Yeah, I do too. And I know that people are going to look at like Kuminga's minute log and maybe the points total. And well, oh my God, he's not playing enough. He's not getting enough. I think it's fine. I think that they're really getting a good version of Jonathan Kuminga. Well, and he's going to be asked to do more as time goes on. I think
Melton's
everyone
gone.
Needs to chill.
Yeah, Melton's gone. Melton's gone for the season. So Kuminga will play.
Right?
You know, guys are going to get minutes.
I'm sorry. Don't you think they're going to rest? Like, you're going to, when you build up the cushion that they have,
right. You're
going to have strategical nights where Curry and or Draymond are sitting, or you're staggering the sitting. And so there's going to be nights where he's going to be asked to carry the load. The dog days are coming.
No doubt the dog days are coming.
So I think everyone needs to relax.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know who's getting outraged.
Well, but, I just think that people want to see Kuminga on a night where they're up a lot, get more than the minutes that he got.
Stay off the internet.
Well, I don't think
stay
it's just
off
the internet.
It's
like my friends, you know? Like,
yeah, no, well, stay off the internet. Tell your friends, relax.
I mean, you're up 25. Right. Why can't he play 32 minutes?
Yeah, relax, dude. Relax. Take a chill pill, Shasky's boys. Take a chill pill. Very astute observation here. I don't feel comfortable talking about it because he just got hurt, but the 650 Comcast business text line, it is something to monitor with D'Anthony Melton as an unrestricted free agent. Now, Bobby Marks reported that the Warriors could go in for the disabled player exception. However, they're only $500,000 and some change under that first apron. So if they do use that DPE, the disabled player exception, it's 50% of D'Anthony Melton's contract, which is about $6.4 million, half of what he's making, the 12.8 this season. So if you do use that exception for another player, you're going to go into the first apron. So you're not going to, the Warriors are probably not going to trigger that. However, as the 650s bring it up, if you trade Melton, do you clear that salary and maybe get another player back for the same price point? It's something to monitor here as teams maybe try to get money off the books here. I don't know, but it's a little early for that. We could ask about that a little later in the season, but it's a very astute observation. It's a very astute point by the 650.
Big picture, I would like to bring Melton back. I know that that sounds foolish.
I would too.
I would like to bring him back.
I would like to bring him back too because he's only 26 years old. All right. We got a great guest list. I'll reveal it on the other side. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online to just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. What is coming up in the game? Brought to you by Save Martin Lucky California. We'll start taking your phone calls. 888-957-9570. Draymond Green on Brandon Podziemski. You don't want to miss this sound. Draymond Green speaking about Brandon Podziemski, because there's a conversation there as a young man is struggling in his sophomore season so far. Draymond Green with some interesting perspective on Pods. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up here on The Roast.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Josh Askey on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, JK, 10.6 rebounds. I like what he's doing coming off that bench for Steve Kerr to go to State Warriors. They improved to 11-3 on the season. 11-3, they bounced back after having their three-game win streak snap Monday night in L.A. against the Clippers. Again, 11-3 on the season, 2-3 losses coming at the hands of the L.A. Clippers. And really, Shasky, yesterday in the first quarter, this game was over. Warriors that scored a Hawks 41-22 last night in the first quarter. They're going a 24-4 run. It was 15-14 Hawks, and it was nip and tuck the first 5 minutes. And then you get the Warriors blow them away with a 24-4 run. They get out on the break. They start bombing threes. They don't turn the ball over. They get to the free throw line. Almost a perfect quarter. It really felt good. They held. Look at the first half numbers here for the Hawks. You want to talk about defense. They're up 25 at the half. Hawks shoot 33%, 26% from the three-point line. And Andrew Wiggins at the head of the stake, defending Trae Young, taking away the head of the stake, I should say, and really just slowing him down. Trae Young only took two field goals against Andrew Wiggins. He suffocated him, made it hard for him. That was Warriors basketball in that first half.
I thought Andrew Wiggins was excellent yesterday, attacking the rim, shooting the mid-range, shooting the long ball. The way that he's going at the rim, he's got, like, he'll go hard. Sometimes he goes with, like, a slow, not a Euro step, but, like, off cadence, kind of like right, left, you know, funky, finish with both hands. He does finger rolls. I just think he's been so good this year, and I got to give you credit. You know, the beginning of the year, I was very skeptical about Andrew Wiggins. The last couple of years haven't been great, but the early returns, this guy's been awesome.
Stock with Andrew Wiggins. I just like how he's walking into the three and not afraid to let it fly. 3-for-6 last night, 12-for-17 from the floor. Andrew Wiggins, I mean, look, he's focused, and there's some sign from Andrew Wiggins. I'll send to the thread here. But he talked yesterday, and I know we picked it up on 95.7 The Game. It's our Twitter account right now. He just discussed that he had a great offseason. He discussed his offseason. It kind of put in closure. I know he didn't talk about this last night. I don't think he did. But putting closure into his personal life. His dad has been really sick for the last 2 years. And seeing him at media day, and, you know, I sent my condolences to him, and he was like, thank you, man. It's, you know, you could just tell it was kind of a relief, because seeing your dad that sick, and, you know, I don't have to tell you about that, Shasky. And, you know, that's tough. That's tough to play through that stuff. Who am I to judge a human being on taking time off? So, you know what? He's back. He had a great offseason. His family life is in order. The guy's balling. The guy's playing on both sides of the floor. Harden 4-15 Monday night. Last night he slowed down Trae Young. Andrew Wiggins looks really good, and now he can step up as that second scorer again. 12-17 last night. And you see, when he's aggressive right away early on in the basketball game, wow, look at Andrew Wiggins. 27-7, 7 rebounds, blocking shots, defending at a high level. Always believe this, Wiggins. I didn't think it was just a fluke in 2022. This guy fits the system. And when he's locked into the games, this is the type of Andrew Wiggins, this type of play you're going to get from him. And so far, so good for him through the first 14 games of the season.
Yeah, I think he would be, I mean, Draymond is, I think, probably number one. If I was going to label, like, what are the big differences? I would say, like, wow, Draymond has just been awesome. Like, I think that would be number one. Number two would be Andrew Wiggins. And then a close third. I mean, he is very, Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield has been a revelation off the bench, and not that other guys aren't contributing, but Steph's been Steph, right? And that's
yeah,
vitally important. And obviously, Jonathan Kuminga's been quietly having a really good year, just quietly, just humming along,
yep,
playing good ball. And all those things are contributing to it. But when you have an engaged Draymond Green playing as buttoned up as he has on both ends. I mean, he had a couple of blocks late in that game that we're not going to think about. There were some sick blocks.
Sick blocks.
I mean, some sick
DeAndre
blocks.
Hunter at the rim. Give me that. Give me that.
And then the way he's battling with Capella, I don't think the average human being understands. Draymond is like giving away 6 inches and God knows how much weight to someone like Capella. And he is just battling with him under the glass. So, no, he's been amazing. And Andrew Wiggins has been awesome. I don't think that they're anywhere near where they are. It's a funny thing in the NBA this year, B. I look around the league and I'm saying to myself, there are a lot of bad teams. Maybe I overrated some of the talent around the league. Maybe there's something about chemistry or whatever, but it's almost inarguable. If you try hard every single night, you're going to be in a lot of games.
Yeah, you will be.
When I see the effort the Hawks gave, it's like...
It was embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing. For everybody, for Dominique Wilkins to call that game for the Atlanta Hawks.
That was bad.
To be on Bally Sports Network and call that game for the Atlanta Hawks. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's got to watch this. He's got to watch Trae Young just...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Go out there and just go through the motions. I mean, come on. Now that I was kind of pissed off because I thought, this set up on paper to be a really good basketball game.
Well, they're long.
And those two teams have put together some really good basketball games, some entertaining basketball games over the last 3 years. You had a double overtime game with Kevon Looney tips it in and chase it, or Klay Thompson scores 54. You had the overtime loss in Atlanta when Steph Curry scored 60 against Trae Young and company. He's had some monster double-doubles against the Warriors. Last night from the Atlanta standpoint, and it started with their leader, Trae Young. Not crossing half court after turnovers, like the end of the second quarter for a second. Mully always likes to play the little cloud music. The last 5 minutes of the second quarter, both teams are turning it over, and the Warriors kind of fell into that trap of being sloppy because they weren't even trying on the other end. It was just
Well, that's a different one. That's Kirk Gibbs, but I like that. No,
that's Larry David. But it was the little cloud music.
If you're Adam Silver, right, your two best, most profitable players in terms of fan engagement and what they mean to the league and people actually caring and tuning in, Steph and LeBron, they're also the hardest workers.
Yep.
Right? And I think that there's a correlation there. This week alone, all right, this week alone, if you zoom out of the NBA, Tyrese Maxey is basically saying that Joel Embiid can't show up on time and doesn't care. Right?
Unbelievable.
One of the stars of the league.
Unbelievable.
LaMelo Ball was benched in the fourth quarter.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Another thing with LaMelo, clean it up in the post-game interviews. Clean it up a little bit.
Another,
clean it up, LaMelo. Just, you're not from the hood. You're from Chino Hills, dude.
It's
you're from Chino Hills.
I don't know if you've seen T.I.'s son, who has been getting in trouble, but LaMelo and him remind me of each other, and it's kind of like sad. Anyway, that being said, like there is a league problem right now. The reality is there's a league problem. Now, I know I want to get into some Draymond sound, but we can have this conversation throughout the year. I'd be worried about, even though they've just signed a mega deal, that the competition of the league, we got to do something with the calendar.
They
got to readjust this.
Before we get back into that, it's time for the Warriors Future Focus, presented by Peralta Community College District with Lady, Berkeley City, Merritt, and the College of Alameda, where Gary Payton, Senior, the glove, he's coaching there now at the College of Alameda. This morning we focus on J.K., Jonathan Kuminga, who had his bobblehead day yesterday. Two hands on the rim, Air Congo dunking. Well, last night he had 10 points off the bench, 6 rebounds with a couple steals, including this one to set up Buddy Hield in the first quarter.
Once and looks for a pass and throws the ball away, throws it right to Kuminga, and that is the second turnover for the Hawks. Buddy Hield for 3 in transition from Kuminga. Warriors up 12. Quinn Snyder calls a timeout.
Hopefully you got to the game on time because it was over before you knew it. 41-22 at the end of the first quarter. If you got there late, you missed all the action. Buddy Hill with 8 points in that opening frame. Kuminga with 6 points in that opening frame. And they, at that point, they were up 33-17. They went up 21 in that first quarter. 21 points. And they played defense. They played offense. A really good opening start for the Golden State Warriors last night. That was the Warriors' future focus, just like we love the future of the Dubs. Peralta Community College District encourages you to love your future, too. That's right. Love your future, folks. Go to school. Go to peralta.edu and apply today. All right. We're going to get to Draymond Green and Brandon Podziemski. 888-957-9570 is the number. Draymond Green on Brandon Podziemski. I was listening to it on the way home, and I was like, wow. Draymond Green at the podium this year has been unbelievable. He's been terrific at the podium this year.
Absolutely incredible.
I would say that the podcast is one thing.
Well, no, I would say that the podium has been infinitely more entertaining than the podcast.
Well, it's just been real. He's just been – Draymond Green's in a good headspace right now. He posted on his Instagram page, he had a collage. He was talking about, you know, therapy works. It works. Champion of change. And wait till you hear what he had to say about Brandon Podziemski. We'll do that on the other side, and that's coming up on the Morning Rose, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I've been through more than you have ever hoped to be through, so you just shut your yap.
What up? This is Turtle Pie Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
I wonder what Coles is up to these days. This segment sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. What is Coles up to
he's
these
days?
He's
doing the Trump dance, dog. Oh, what do you think he's doing? Well,
of course he is.
You're asking a question you know the answer to.
You guys went political. Why would he be doing the Trump dance? Why would he be doing the Trump dance?
Well, his guy, bro. Hey,
is that his guy?
Yeah.
Really? So, I didn't know that. And that's not good. Why would you throw that out there on him, man? Both coaches used to be so salty, man. We used to do shows together, and they were a lot of fun.
Say it. Say, I'm sorry, sir.
He used to eat Nutella and bananas in the morning with me on Saturdays.
To the microphone every time.
He would turn his back to me completely and dip the banana into the Nutella.
It was a metal jar, too. The metal spoon hit the glass jar. We're on radio. What are you doing?
We didn't agree on a single thing, Coles and I. A single thing. You know, one time when John Curley was producing, he goes, yeah, you know, Bonte's not a fan of Hoosiers. He goes, what? He doesn't love America? All right, fine. We got a show.
Doesn't love America. That was the pivot.
He doesn't love America.
So, okay, two great stories with the Coast. And we'll get right into the Podziemski stuff. One of the first shows that I ever did was a Saturday morning. I mean, I did before, but it was like one of those, like, I've arrived moments, like, in my mind, you're right? I'm doing a Saturday 8 a.m. show with Coase. I drive all the way in. I work. And this is a guy who I'd seen on TV for, like, what, a decade? You know? And, like, Chronicle Live was still, you know, just fresh in my head. And then I'm driving back to the house, and he sent me this long text. You can do this. I've worked with a lot of people who can't do this, and you can do this. And I swear to God, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It's one of the most empowering texts I've ever gotten from anyone. He is the sitcom dad. I love him so much. And then here's the funny story. I watched the Chicago Bear double doink game with him on a Sunday night when the kicker double doinked. Remember that? The field goal? And Trubisky was throwing dimes in that game. I can't believe it. He was so sad doing that post game. He had made Chicago B for me and the whole crew. And he's like, I can't do the show. I can't do the show. We lost again. My quarterback lost again. He was all in on Trubisky.
Of course he was. Makes sense on why he was in on Trubisky.
Chicago beef is hella good, right. Dude.
It is good. But it's the hot hella peppers?
Good. Yeah, very good. Very
it's hella good. You the hot peppers?
You ever been to Chicago?
Nah.
Chicago's a great city.
Gotta visit. Yeah.
It's on my city. My wish list to take a little guy to Wrigley.
Yeah, you do the architecture tour, and you go right down the river. You could do the mob architecture tour. Cool. And tell you about the mafia out there.
I did the mob ghost stories.
Yeah, that's I did that one. That was cool. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of cool history in Chicago. Yeah, very very cool city. Very easy to walk around in.
Yeah, no, you can walk around. You got the rooftop bars and the rooftop clubs and the rooftop restaurants. And Chicago's fun city. All right, let's go. You know what? Let's go to Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Halifax, Canada. Greg in Halifax, Canada. Come on, sing it with me, Greg. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. I have my pretend flag in my head. Come on,
y'all
give me.
Gotta do that. Yeah.
Come on, give me the first bars, Greg. I love this song. Oh, Canada hits different.
Oh, Canada. True North, strong and free, baby. You know how we do.
I
got
like
too many different versions of this anthem now because of all these politics.
Oh, boy. All right, let's not get there, dude. Let's talk some basketball, Greg.
No, let's keep it Wiggins, baby. Keep it Wiggins.
Canadian. Hey, let my Canadian brother out there balling, isn't he, Greg?
Yeah, man, I'm actually close with his family, so I've been I kind of been waiting on this one for the last couple years, I'm not going to lie.
So, give it to me. What you got on Wiggins and Melton, man? Because I bought a lot of stock in Andrew Wiggins coming into the season. I know he's not the player he was the last 2 years. There's a lot going on with him. So what you got, Greg? You're a close family friend. What you got on Wiggs?
I think if you look at Wiggins, especially come from Minnesota, his whole game has been mental. Like, when he's confident, he's an all-star. When he's not, like, he came off the bench for us last year. Mentally, he hasn't even been in basketball mode for 2 years. Like, it's to the point where we think when Draymond gets suspended, it's a big deal. He might mentally need to check out, stuff like that. I know the fans were getting at Wiggins last year, and honestly, that makes sense. Like, let's be real. You're not supposed to really come out with any information. Families ain't really trying to have any of that come out. But when it comes to Wiggins, I think talent-wise, he's one of them all-NBA type of bodies and athletes. Mentally, he's fluctuates. Do you know what I mean? And he's fully locked in right now.
He seems locked in. Thanks for the call, Greg. He seems locked in. I'm going to send this cut to the thread because I just followed it. Well, no, I listened to it on the way rolling in. I was like, wow, this is a great cut with Andrew Wiggins here. I retweeted it. I'll send it to Loveman now, but he talked about being locked in. We talked to him on the postgame show yesterday. And you could just tell. I've been around Wiggins now for a few years. You can just tell he's feeling like Draymond Green's in a great headspace. Wiggins is in a great headspace. Curry's locked in. I think Kuminga's getting there. Buddy Hield is bringing all type of joy here. We're trying to get Podzimski there. He's putting too much pressure on himself, which we'll get to in just a second. But Andrew Wiggins, if he could play like this and be that individual lockdown defender for the starting five, they are going to win a lot of basketball games.
Do you think, like, I don't know, maybe you don't buy this. I just want your opinion on it. Like, when I look at the Niners right now, they just look exhausted. They look like a team that's been on a run for a couple of years, and they just, like, they hit a wall. Whether it's mentally, physically, a combination of the both, whatever. And then I look at the Warriors, and I'm like, the last couple of years, their season ended pretty abruptly. And they've made a lot of tweaks, right? But some of the same people, for whatever reason, had a wake-up call, and maybe there was a rejuvenation, maybe it was having an entire offseason, things in their personal life, a combination. They feel reignited, and I actually believe that had they gone on a deeper playoff run last year, maybe they don't look like what they look like right now, for whatever reason, whether it's looking themselves in the mirror, whether it's having the extra time, you know, not the wear and tear. I don't know. I think there is something to be said, like bowing out the way they did the last 2 years and coming in singularly focused, knowing that their window here is shutting. I think there's something there.
There's something there. 888-957-9570. I do want to get to Brendan Podzimski, Draymond Green. By the way, good guest list today. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, 8 o'clock to get the lay of the land down to Santa Clara. Who's practicing? Who's not? His Y9 stuff. He was very critical to Y9 on Sunday, so we'll get to Cam Inman. We love Cam here on the program. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. The Hall of Famer, the legendary. You may know him from Around the Horn, which apparently is going to get canceled in the summertime. Woody Page, who made Around the Horn. He's one of the originals. Woody Page, who's been in Denver for a long, long time, covering the Broncos for the Denver Post, the Nuggets and all that. He'll join us at 8:30. We'll get Woody Page and then Terrell Owens. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock. And he's going to talk a little pickleball because he's joined up with Bully. He's joined forces with Bully. So we'll ask T.O. about that. Maybe he'll sell some wine. We still haven't gotten a wine bottle to 81 Vino. We were waiting on that one.
Well, we could just buy it.
No, he said he was going to send it to us.
Oh.
No, why do you have to buy?
Well, he's a businessman. He's in business.
No, I mean, we freebies.
Well, then, as a businessman, you give the freebie to the guy, the king himself, and then everyone will follow the king.
No, it's not. No. It's the people who are helping you promote it. It's not the king, and I'm not the king. LeBron James is the king.
Might be Connect now.
Is it King Charles in Europe?
What's King Connect.
What's the king in the...
Yeah, King Charles.
Yeah, King Charles. He's the real king.
Well, Connect is, it. You know, the way it's kind of spelled, it makes you think of a knight. So maybe he's pulling the knight out of the sword stone for the king. I don't know.
There you go.
Is there something there?
That's a four right there. No, that's a four.
Yeah, that's LeBron James. There you go.
Does that make J.J. Redick Merlin?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? J.J. Redick, hey, Lakers are rolling right now.
LeBron, by the way, I don't know if you guys have seen this. We'll get back to actual basketball in a second. But he said he's quitting social media.
I saw that.
Because he can't stand all the liars. People calling him La Liar. He doesn't like that.
La-liar.
They're calling him La Liar?
Yeah.
So he's leaving the internet? Did he really say that?
Yeah, he said that. He's like, I can't stand it, what people are saying.
I joined the Blue Sky. The Blue Sky movement is real.
Okay, so let me ask you. Why are you on Blue Sky?
Because it's I like to get, you know, people want to be informed about things. And I think the creator of Twitter is now running Blue Sky. The guy who sold it to Elon Musk, I believe, is
Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey.
So it's Twitter.
So it's basically Twitter, but it's Twitter with positivity. There's no, listen, there's nobody calling
Twitter. Dude, I haven't been called. Positivity. Give me a break.
No, I swear to God, there's
it's
nobody
Twitter with positivity.
There's nobody calling people names on Blue Sky. Uh-huh. It's all, dude. It's a community. You can actually have conversations with fans again, mm-hmm. like you used to on Twitter without somebody jumping in saying, you're an idiot. Bonte, you suck. Bonte, you fired. Bonte, you're this. Bonte, you're that. I get tired of looking at that stuff. I don't care. I'm not going to lie. You log into Twitter, somebody's telling you to shut the bleep up. Or somebody's telling you you have an opinion about Brock Purdy. Somebody's telling you, F you, shut up. It's like, come on, man. I get tired of that. Seriously.
Well, I don't think that is exclusive to Twitter. I watched a guy yesterday on 6th Street get out of his car and punch someone's window completely out. I swear to God.
Well, I mean,
right there on 6th and Harrison.
But, you know, you can't, I mean.
This happens everywhere. But yeah, but Facebook has negativity.
I can control.
Instagram has negativity.
No.
TikTok has negativity.
I can control that stuff, though.
How?
I can control by not going on there.
Okay.
But not,
so you sign up for a different app and wait for that to get flooded with negativity?
No, it's not going
to
get flooded with negativity. I have faith in Blue Sky. I have faith in
Jack Dorsey, by the way, quit Blue Sky's board a couple months ago back in May and urges people to stay on Elon Musk's X.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Why? Well, I'm not going
to
stay on there.
He sold the company to Elon. That's why they're tight.
Oh, but he created Blue Sky to compete with.
He was part of the board. He was part of the board there.
Yeah. I mean, we did this with Threads, and then Threads went nowhere.
Yeah, Threads went nowhere. So I'm on Blue Sky. I got to, you know, got to stay with the times. Got to evolve, right? Like we've been talking about Kyle Shanahan evolving. I've got to evolve. Blue Sky is where it's at right now.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet Blue Sky won't be as big as X, but that's fine.
Well, that's fine. It's easy. It's an easy bet to make. But I'm going to ride with Blue Sky until the wheels fall off.
Okay.
And I'm going to ride.
2 more weeks.
Well, no. I'm not going to be there, too. You don't have to do Blue Sky.
Loveman, you're the Chuck person of this show. You're the rifleman.
Yeah, a lot of bricks there.
No, dude, he's coming in. He's firing.
It's fine. You guys like being name called on Twitter, and you guys looking at political ads. I know what it is on Twitter, why you guys want to stay on there. It's the OnlyFans. You guys love the OnlyFans.
Whoa, excuse me.
You guys, I'm with the 209. Comcast Business Text Line, X turned into a free porn site. I scroll to see so many leaks under all the subjects people tweet about. He's so right. He's so right.
Nothing you can do about.
I mean, what Instagram isn't? It's filled with models? Like, what are we doing here?
I'm
TikTok?
Talking about,
it's just a butt. Well, I'm not even going to.
Well, you know,
no,
it's just society in general. We can take a macro view. Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
I mute everything.
Yeah, right?
I know you guys are horny, man. You guys like this stuff. It's all good.
I like Blue Sky.
You know, I do like Blue Sky.
I'm happy with Blue Sky.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
I'm very happy with Blue Sky.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
Blue Sky is actually really cool.
I'd rather be Blue Sky.
I would. You know what?
I'd rather be the White Sox.
Guy. Look at all the conversations we're having.
What just we're saying is, Blue Sky could really make a run here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're saying out loud. I think they will make a run. I think they really will make a run. Blue Sky so far so good. Just positivity. Nobody's calling
He's
each other names.
He's buying stock in Blue Sky, right?
Blue Sky or the 49ers? Who are you buying stock
I'm buying,
in?
I'm buying stock in both. Listen,
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
You guys like right about that.
You guys, I've been right about a lot around here. You guys just don't give me credit. Listen. The freaking X stuff. with people sliding into DMs, calling you names and being racist and being homophobic. I'm not cool with that. That's not fun. I'm just saying.
Well, I have closed DMs, you know? So.
Do you really?
Close them, yeah.
Yeah, I want these people talking to me.
Dude.
How about those Warriors, huh? Huge win last night.
Andrew Wiggins stock.
Y'all laughed at, see, here's the problem. It's all fun and games, right? You guys all like to crack these little jokes. Love it. It's getting a little $2 jokes in. Buy stock at Andrew Wiggins. I got another text yesterday saying, Bonte, you know, that no-name player, 55 words, you're winning 55. You laughed at me with that. You mocked me with that with this basketball team, man.
Well, the last 2 years you were high on them. And I was. Flamed out. I mean, can we be fair?